a month of the year, so I need 7 dayanim. So he told the Nasi, the Nasi said, prepare me 7, he prepared 7. Hishkim, the next morning they got up, Umotza Shemayin, he found 8 people there. So Amma, the first thing Lemuel said was, Mihu Sholosh Loi Bishus. Whoever came up here without permission, like he knows, he only invited 7 people. So one person is here without permission, and he can't be a dayan for Ibur Hashanah. That's this braisa, that you can only be a dayan if you were appointed yesterday by the Nasi. So he said, somebody's here, Shloi Bishus. So Maisuwa, and he said, whoever it is, Yorat, he should go down. So that one was Omad Shmuel HaKotan. Shmuel HaKotan stood up by himself. The Yorat, he said this, Anihu Shalisi Shloi Bishus. I came up without permission. You know, the Gemara says, really, it wasn't really him. He said this in order not to embarrass the right person. So the Chiddush, Mahashmi is allowed to say a lie, even though he's saying it L'shem Shalom. He's saying it not to embarrass the other person. So far what he said was, Anihu Shalisi Shloi Bishus. I was the one that came up without permission. But you should know, for Loi Laver Hashanah, he said, I did not come up to do an Aveira like to be really part of the Bezdin to Paskin the Shiloh. El, or rather, I'm only here like a Talmud, Lilmad Halacha L'Maisa Trachti. I'm only here to learn Halacha L'Maisa. That's why I came up. So he excused himself and made everything calm. Omar Loi, Rabbi Gamliel said to him, Shev B'ni Shev. Sit down, my son, sit down. Ruyos Kol Ashonim Kulam L'Sabar Ayotcha. You're such a great person, it's fit by you that all the years should have the Shiloh to make an extra month to the year should be done by you. Ella, but what can I do? That Omer Chom, the Chom said Halacha, Ein Ma'avirin Es Hashanah Ella B'Muzimonim Lo. That you could only have a Bezdin to Paskin whether the year should have an extra month if this Bezdin Dayanah were appointed yesterday by the Nasi. Therefore, like Gamliel thought that he really meant it, Rabbi Shmuel HaKotan, and therefore he told him, even though you're really fit to be part of the Bezdin, but you can't be because you weren't appointed, so true, you could sit here and just see the way we do it. But the Gemara says, really what happened was, for Loi Shmuel HaKotan Hevei, it was not really Shmuel HaKotan, rather he was appointed, he was there for Shus. El Inesh Achrino, it was somebody else that was there without permission. O Machmas Kisufu Diyavit, he only did this in order not to embarrass that person. He did like a Maisa Chassidus here. Rashi says, Shlo Yakiru, that they should not know, Miyu Oile Shlo Bishus. The Aviv upon of that person should be embarrassed. That's why he said this. Khuri said a little bit of a sheker, but the Khuri did it, Lamana Shalom, Mash Mitzmuta here. Alright, turn over. Now the Gemara says another case similar to this also is, Kiho Di Yosef Rebbe. The Rebbe is the one sitting down. The Kadarish was in the middle of giving a drasha. V'reyach reyach shum. Reb in the middle of the drasha, he smelled some garlic. Mashma, somebody in the shir, one of the Tamidim got finished eating garlic. They came into shir, and it bothered the Rebbe. He was smelling garlic now in the middle of shir. So Amar, Rebbe said, like, he meant the Shmuel Mestam, I can't think now, I can't give a shir now, I'm smelling garlic. Whoever's doing this, please get up and leave. So he said, Mi shachol shum yaitzei. Whoever just got finished eating garlic for breakfast, leave, don't stay in shir, I can't think. So Amad Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chiya got up and the Yotzi walked out. What happened then was, everybody got up, the Yotzi, they all walked out. In other words, everybody understood, it wasn't really Rabbi Chiya that did it. Rabbi Chiya meant just to free the person that did it. But once everybody saw Rabbi Chiya walk out, they also decided, we'll do the same matzah, we'll also walk out. So kids, everybody walked out.
When he walked out, he still smelled the garlic, so they knew it wasn't him.
Good, good. Okay, maybe. Good. The Yotzi. The Gemara says, V'shachra, next morning, Motzer Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe l'Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rebbe, met Rabbi Chiya. Omule, he said to Rabbi Chiya, Ato hu sh'tziyata li'ab, is it really you that you were the one eating garlic by the Rebbe Shia, where you were the one who was bothering my father last night, yesterday? Omaloi, loi, tehei, kazoyos v'yisrael, achas v'sholom, I should do it. Havada, I was not the one eating garlic. But I walked out, stam, not to embarrass the other people. Rashi says, Chas v'sholem. Shoychol ha'ashum b'boi l'beis medrashoi. Havad, it wouldn't be me to eat garlic and then go to yeshiva. El kadesh, l'ahal bin ponash al oichol ha'ashum yitzasi. I only went out and not embarrass the other people. V'eshi eitzu kulam le'evinu mehu. Rashi says, he figured if he would go out, they'll all go out, and then the person will not be embarrassed. Now the Gemara says, V'rabi chiyo mehechid gimiru lo. How does Rabbi chiyo know? Shh. Has Reb Chiya no tact this way? Has he no tact? Like Chutz Amayis Chidus, has Reb Chiya no tact this way? Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, he learned it from Rabbi Meir. The time he learned like this, Maisa v'shachas, the one stopped the story with one lady. She bought le-beis medrash Rabbi Meir. She came to beis medrash Rabbi Meir. Omru la Rebbe, echad mikem kidash ni bebiya. One of your talmidim was mekadash mi bebiya. And it wasn't nice, she wondered who it was. So Omru Rabbi Meir, v'kosav la get Christus. And in some she wanted a get. So Rabbi Meir right away got up and gave her a get. V'nosan lo, and he gave it to her. And what happened was, omdu kosav kulam. They all got up and wrote her a get. V'nosan, they gave it to her. The kids are such a maisa chassidus over here. And so Rabbi Meir also only did it in order not to embarrass the one that really was Mekadosh HaBiyah. And vice versa, Rabbi Meir knew that if he would give her a get, everybody else would give her a get also. They learned that from Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir also taught them such a limud. Now Rabbi Meir, Mechi Gomla, how did he learn it? Mishmul HaKotin, from the maisa Shmul HaKotin, the maisa before. Or Shmul HaKotin, Mechi Gomla, how did he know it from? Mishchina Ben Yechiel, from Shchina Ben Yechiel. The Chizil of Pesach Nezra says about him, V'yayin Shechina ben Yechiel mebnei Elam, V'yayim li'ezra nachnu me'leinu, V'elakeinu v'noishav noshim nochriyiz, Mi'am Yoretz, V'yata yesh mikvu Yisrael azois, Hoshir. So he also did a maisa like this, a maisa of sticking up for the rest of Klal Yisrael. Hoshechina ben Yechiel me'ech gom, where he learned now from? Mi'yeshua. The Chizil of Yom HaShem Yeshua, Kum Lech. Lom Ezeratu noishu lapanecha, Chot Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael did a chet, so what are you crying for? Omer fanu Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Michot, who did the chet? Omula, v'chid, the luterani. Am I the policeman here? Aleich, hit the garolus. Go make a girl. So, also Yeshua stuck out his neck as if to say, who did a chet? Like he wanted to stick up for Klai Yisrael. The voice, another pshat, the voice of the Mimesh, learn off of Moshe, the chsiv, ad ono meyantem. Until how long will you hold back not to take care of Klai Yisrael? Tana Rabbonim, mishemesim neviyim harachrenim, chagas chayim alachai, nistalik, ruach akadosh mi Yisrael. The HaKadosh went away from Klal Yisrael. The Afal Pikein, Hoye Mishtam Shema Baskel. Even though the Ruach HaKadosh went away, but they still used to use the Baskel. Pam Achas, Hoye Nesuv Maliyaz Bez Goria, B'Yerichoy. V'nosno Aleim Baskel. The Baskel went out. Min HaShemayim. That Yesh Kanecha, there's one person here, in this Mesiba here, Sherol Shetishra Olav Shechina Kamesh Rabbeinu. He's fit to have Shechina like Mesh Rabbeinu. There should be Ruach HaKadosh here. Ela Shein Doros HaKoy Lekach. Just the door is not fit for the Ruach HaKadosh. And his soul nipped to Chachamim as a name be Hillel Zaken. Chachamim looked and put the words in Hillel Zaken, like he understood that the Basko was talking about Hillel Zaken, that he was really fit to have Shechina like Moshe Rabbeinu, just his door wasn't fit for it. Ukeshemes, when he died, Amrul, they said upon him, Hoy Chosid Ayonav Tamid Shel Ezra. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here.
We'll go over again the Seskimara on the next tape. We're holding on the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph from Aleph. Again, last Gemara went over yesterday was that where did they learn out such a midah to, even though it's a sheker, but to help out other people? So Gemara says that he learned it out from Shechenya ben Yechiel. Again, the Chesiv in the middle of Gemara says the pasuk in Ezra, Vayan Shechenya ben Yechiel mebnei Elam levayem li Ezra. He entered back and he said to Ezra that Anachnu ma'almim belakeinu. We were the ones that did a chet to Hashem, v'anoishiv noshim nochris, and we married shikses like meyam yoretz. V'yato yesh mikvul Yisrael azoyse. Is there any help for Klal Yisrael? Even though he himself did not, like Rashi says, marry a shiksa, Rakop one of me said this to include himself to free other people, not to be mavaz other people. Nothing more is ushchenya ben Yechiel meheicha gomalo. Where did he learn it out from? So Morris says, "Mi Yeshua." He learned it out from Yeshua. The Chesiv says by Yeshua, "Vayemer Hashem Yeshua, kum lech, kum lo lech, lama zat leif lapenecha." Like, why are you falling on your face? Chota Yisrael, that klayis odrechet. So Omulafonov Yeshua said to Hashem, "Ribbono shel olam, mi chota? Who did the chet?" In other words, first Yeshua was acting as if he himself did the chet. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to him, no, it wasn't you. Like Rashi says, Mimaisa Yeshua, Shlerotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Legalus Leimiyu Achayte Vichnes Eskulun Bechlal, Shinem Achoti Yisrael, Bimaisa Diyochen. Okay, so the limit is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like he's saying back to Yeshua, Yeshua asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who did the chet, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to answer back to Yeshua. And he said, Omaloi, V'chi dilter ani. Like, am I, Rashi says, dilter means rechilus. Am I the public announcer to say who did the chet? Hashem didn't want to do it. Rather, hitl gerolus. Go make a girl, and it came out till we found out it was really Ochan, he was the one that did the chet. The boy is some, another parents could be me Moshe. We learn out this midah from Moshe Rabbeinu. It says by Moshe, ad ono meyantim. Like, till how long will the whole Klai Yisrael do chatoyim that he included himself in the chet of Klai Yisrael? So even for Moshe also we see such a midah. Rashi says, meyantim, kulam bechlal, the whole Klai Yisrael is bechlal. Kulam lo yotzu mulkot. They all didn't go out to do the chet of to collect the wood. Still, Moshe was considered like the whole Klai Yisrael did it, like he included everybody, that those people should not be embarrassed. Turn around, went like this. When the Nevi'im Achronim were meis, who were they? Chaga is Chayu Malachai, is Nistalk of Ruach HaKodesh from Yisrael. Ruach HaKodesh went away from Klai Yisrael. There's no more Ruach HaKodesh. The Afal became even so, Hoyu Mishtam Shem of Baskel, but there used to be such a meat of a Baskel. Pamachas, one time it happened, Hoyu Misubim Bialias Beis Guria, they were sitting upstairs in the attic in Beis Guria, Bi'erichoi, V'nosna Aleim Baskel, and it came out, they heard a Baskel Min HaShemayim from Shemayim, that the Baskel said like this, you should know, Yesh Kan Echod, there's one person here, Shero Shetishro Allah Shechina, that he's befitting that the Shechina should be upon him. And really, Kamesh Rabbeinu, Mamish, the same way it was by Moshe, it should be by him. Elo Shein Dora Zakur Lekach, why isn't the Shechina by him? Because the door of the generation is not fit. So, who is this person? Nosnu Chachomim Esenayim B'Hillah Zokin, Chom put their eyes against Hillah by Hillah Zokin. As if to say, he is the one that's befitting to have the Ruach HaKodesh. And when Hillel Zokin died, they said about him, Ukeshemes Omrul, they said about him, Hai Chosid, Hai Onav, he's a Chosid, he's an Onav, a humble person, Talmidu Shel Ezra, he's a Talmud from Ezra. Shuv Palmach, another time it happened, that Hoyu Mesubim B'Yaliyah B'Yavna, they were once sitting in the attic and upstairs in Yavna. Again, V'nosnu Aleyim Basko Min HaShemayim, that a Basko came down from Shemayim. And the Baskel said, Yesh Kan Echod, there's one person here, Shero Shetish Rolov Shechino, that's been finished that the Shechino should go upon him. Ela, why doesn't he have the Shechino? Shein Dor is not Krelekach, because the door of the generation is not fitting for it. Therefore, Nosnu Chachom Mesenayim Bishmul HaKotim, the Chom there, like looked around, who is the one that's been fitting the Ruach HaKodesh? And they said it must be Shmul HaKotim. When he died, Amrullah, they said upon him, Hai Chosad Ayonov, Talmidah Shal Hillel. He's a Talmud of Hillel. He also has the same Midah of Hillel. And Afu Omar Bishash Misosai. He, Shmuel HaKotan, said, Bishash he died, that Shimon v'Yishmael Lechorva. That Shimon and Yishmael, they're going to be killed. So Rashi says, Shimon means Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Hanosi. Rabbi Yishmael ben Elazar Kohen Gadol. Yehorad Becherov, they're going to be killed by the government with a sword. Techavru, this is by the sword, Rugi Malkus, Techavru, the Chaberim, the Kotla, they be killed, they'll be killed. Rashi says it means Kogan, Rabbi Kibur, Rabbi Hananya ben Tradin. Vishar Ramon Leviza, Viokon Sigion, and the rest of the nation will be under Mamisha Tsaros, the Bilat Tsaros of Klai Yisrael. And Asidin Lemeise Al Olmo, Vial Yehuda ben Bova. And they're going to go against and bad things against the world and against Yudav and Babur also. Now, Big Shalom McCain, Elishanit before Hashor. Now, by Yehuda ben Babur also, they want to give such a hesped like they gave upon Shmuel HaKotin. Elishanit before Hashor, but they didn't have time. Shein Maspid de Malharugi Malchus, because they weren't able to say a hesped for the Rugi Malchus. Rashi explained with Nayura they're afraid of the king. Therefore, they went as soon as possible to make the kfura, and they didn't go to make hespedim for the erugay malchus. Tana Rabbanan, learn like this in a brisa. A mavrines hashono, we do not make an extra month in the year. Elim came yirtse nosi. Only if the nosi, he has to want it, he has to give permission. Umaisa, Rabban Gamliel, once happened in the case of Rabban Gamliel, sheholach lita rishus eitzel shulton echod, shebesurya.
He went to get permission from the government. Rashi says, Ladabra liskitzi, but to talk about the public matters. For Shoya Lovin, he got delayed there. And the Chachamim back at home, the Yibru Rosh Hashanah, they figured that now it's time to paskenize that this year should have an extra month to it. But they need the Nasi, and the Nasi wasn't around. Rabbi Gamliel wasn't around. So therefore they made it tonight like Almanashi Yitzhak Rabbi Gamliel, that we decide now here in the Beis Din that this year is fitting to have an extra month, but only on a condition that the Nasi Rabbi Gamliel will agree to it. Ukishabor Rabbi Gamliel, when Rabbi Gamliel came back, Yama writes on me, and he said, yes, I'm asking him this year should be an Ibayor, an extra month. And then it came out again that Shana Mubaris at that year had an extra month to it. Tana Rabbonim, we don't know this in a Braisa. A Mavrin es Hashana, we do not make an extra month to the year. Elim Kain Hoysa Tzricho, unless they needed it. What was the purpose? Mifnei Hadrochim, in order because, like, the roads were not finished. In order, in other words, like this, you make Pesach, so there's a mitzvah el regel. But if the roads are not fixed, it's not right. So therefore, we put an extra month of Adar that will have an extension in order to fix the roads, that the people will be able to come up to be el regel. That's called Mifnei Hadrochim, that got ruined in the winter. Or Mifnei Hagishamim, or else if it was raining a lot, that also, that it was, since it rained, the ruins, the roads got ruined, and they didn't have time to fix it yet. Or Mifnei Tanuit Sochim, the same thing, that we know when there comes Pesach, there's a mitzvah to bring a Korban Pesach, and they have to roast the Korban Pesach. So if the rain of that year was very hard, and they didn't have enough time yet to fix up their ovens, so we try and push off Pesach to put an extra month that will have time to fix up the ovens before Pesach. Or Bevnei Golius Yisrael, and also because of Golius Yisrael, Shenekrum Mimkaimam, that they already moved from the place, V'yadayin Lehigil, they did not reach Eretz Yisrael. So Golius Yisrael, Rashi says, that means Bnei HaGoyim HaRechaykim, people that live outside Eretz Yisrael, let's say, but they live very far away. V'nishma LeBezdin Shenekrum Mimkaimam, now people hear already that they even left the house on, let's say, you know, a Shvat, to get to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, Lalas the Regal, Lalas Pesachim, and Vadayin Leigio, they didn't reach yet. So therefore, if we're not going to make an extra month this year, they won't make it. So for such a reason, we should make an extra month. Avoloi Mifnei Hashelig, but not just on the Pshat because it was snowing. So Rashi explains, Shalayecht Luvakach Malabai, that does not stop people from coming to be on the Regal, just the snow. Not because it's too cold, and not for the fact that people want to come on the regal from outside Eretz Yisrael if they did not leave the house yet. If they were not oikim, if they did not leave yet, then we do not worry about them. That's not a reason to make an extra month. Now, Torah Rabbanan, not like this. Ein mavrin es hashana, we do not make an extra month to the year. Not because of the kids, let's say the animal, are not old enough yet. Like you want to bring a gedi for Korban Pesach, and they're very small, they're very thin, so you would maybe want to wait to get make them fatter. So that's not a reason, because you could bring them the way they are for Korban Pesach, it's still kosher. Not because of tle, the sheep, the same thing. And not because of the birds, that the kine, for Rashi says, yoldois, the Eretz Yisrael, they come ready to early regals, they come and bring their other korbanos also. Or else zobin v'zobois, that people wait to bring the korban until they come early regal. So even though the birds are very young, like so what? It's still kosher, you could bring it the way they are. Like Levi b'nei yoyna, shekshering shen katanim, they're kosher when they're small. So that's not a reason, like Morris says, lo b'nei gazolos shle pirchu. Not because of the birds that can't fly, they're not become older yet. That's not a reason. But you could use it for help. Whereas we have other reasons, and you need another reason to help, these reasons help along. And Rashi explained, we'll see later, if the tefuah is not ripe yet, or the fruits are not ripe yet,
And we say later, al shteyim miyam avru, that you need two reasons to make an extra month. V'yalechem miyam meyam avrim, that you need two reasons, and one reason alone is not enough. So if you have one of those reasons, and one of these reasons, that the animals are not old enough, that could be mitzvah, like we'll soon see. This could be one of the two reasons why to make an extra month. But this alone would not be a strong enough reason to make an extra month to the year. Now, Ketzad, what's the case? How do we make an extra month? Ketzad, Rabbi Yani Oimer Mishumer Mishumer Gamliel. Mohaydoyin Anachnu. Like we want to tell, like we send message to the Beis Din, we want to tell you, L'choin de Goizlonu Rechichim, that you should know our Goizolas, our birds are very young. The Yemur Diyakun, and our Yemurim, our animals are very young. The Zimnin the Oviv Lemota. And secondly, also, our Tfua did not become right yet. That's called Zimnin the Oviv Lemota. Rashi says, Huechad Minasimonim Shemavan Aleim. This is one of the reasons that you could really use. The Shafata Milsa Bianfayu. And like it should be nice, try and help us out. The Yosfin Al Shosa Dot Larsen Yemen. That you try and eat on 30 days to this year. That then maybe when it comes Pesach time, the tefuah would be ripe, and the gedim will be older. So you see, if you have two reasons, you could be mitzvah this for a reason to make an extra month to the year. So that's this lashon of Shimon Gamliel said, that he said this lashon of Ushapiron, Ushafat the milsa bianfoy. Now the Gemara says that Obusunsi was negetu. So Mar says, Meitzvah, have a kasha. Kam the Ibru Hashono, how much is the extra month? Shleishim Yon, should only be 30 days. Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel, Leina Chodesh. Not 30 days, but a month. Now, as a month, Rashi says, a Stam month is only 29 days. So here's the Stephen of Shimon Ben Gamliel. Before Shimon Ben Gamliel said that he added on 30 days, and here he says it's only a Chodesh. Rav Papa says like this. Rotsa Chodesh, Rotsa Shleishim. He didn't mean to say it has to be 29 days. I mean, it's up to the Beis Din. They could make a Chodesh, which could either be 29 days, or else it could be 30 days. It's no stirim. Now the Gemara says, Tochazi, come in here, Ma'iko, what's the difference? What do we see difference? Ma'iko, ben Tekifo Kadmoi, the